Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1.
On episode 23, we look at the U.S. Soccer Professional League Standards Task Force. While serving as president of U.S. Soccer, Sunil Gulati was also employed by Kraft Soccer LLC. Yep, that's the same Bob Kraft that owns the New England Patriots of the NFL, as well as the New England Revolution of Major League Soccer. This is a clear conflict of interest and has affected the entire federation. For example, the PLS Task Force created rules about ownership net worth, club ownership percentages, metro market size, time zones. None of these have to do with on-field performance. Around the world, participation in a league is primarily based on FIFA's rule of sporting merit, where you win and you are in. Here, a team can finish in last and buy access to the top division. So here we have a task force created by an employee of a Major League Soccer owner-operator, which wrote the rules that provided MLS with the ability to limit competition and create asset value. Fortunately, due to U.S. law, there is a path forward for independent clubs. It will take compromise, huge amounts of hard work, complete commitment to the cause, and the unification around a plan and a project. It will require an all-or-nothing commitment and must focus on the participation and prosperity of clubs, not leagues. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Learn more at wrk.mn/soccerworks. Until next time.